Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News Wednesday morning. That means we got Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee police lieutenant, in this house. I want to talk to you about, they're two separate issues, but they're both affecting young people. We had the story today about students in Wisconsin saying they don't feel safe at school, and I don't blame them. You had the incident at Nathan Hale the other day where they freaked out over a perceived threat. Students did right, but they reported it, evacuated the school.
All right.
You also have this situation where students, sometimes as young as 10, 12 years old, sometimes from out of state.
Like the girl in Arizona.
Yes. Are phoning in threats to schools elsewhere.
All right.
So there are a couple of things that leave students unsettled. Let's do the last part first. What is corrupting, or how are these young people being corrupted somewhere online to phone in threats at schools far away from where they live?
They're just bored. And there's nothing to do. And they see someone else do it. And see, we have these people on TikTok and Facebook. Well, I don't know. Kids aren't on Facebook anymore.
My Discord is another
Discord,
where they hang out.
Snapchat, WhatsApp, right? Influencing you. So you think it's cute that people are influencers, but we forget that what influencers do is influence. And so when they say they're going to do it and it's fun and it looks like they didn't get in trouble, well, then I'll do it too. Not really realizing that your IP address, unless you have a virtual network, they're going to find you. And they found her.
Separate issue is what happened at Nathan Hale last week. So you had a student who made an offhanded comment. I got word from West Allis Police Department that they didn't think the student was deliberately trying to disrupt the school day, but just said something stupid. And he's going to face a charge in children's court.
Well,
also got a citation.
That's dumb. That's
you think?
Dumb. Like, people are going, yeah, we know this kid made a silly comment. And everybody else took it as a silly comment. But you had one person that went, oh, my God, we got to do something about it. Well, how's that the kid's fault? I mean, kids are at some point, we have to let kids be kids. But where does it cross the line? It crossed the line when you send something 1,400 miles to a school that you've never been to in South Milwaukee and say, you know, here's a threat. I get that. But then you have to look at it like, how's this kid going to actually, what, a 12-year-old is going to get on a plane and fly from Buckhead to South Milwaukee and blow up the school? Like, put it in context. But now we just hammer everybody. That's not going to be a deterrent. As long as we have the internet, it's never going to be a deterrent.
So even though you could argue it was a joke, and defining a joke I think is really difficult depending on who's hearing or
because everybody's sensitive.
Right.
Now, so.
But the idea of a very strict punishment, the fear of that won't prevent people from trying something in the future, you don't think?
Let me see. We've punished kids in the past. We've had more in this week, right, than we've had in the last year. I don't think so.
Mm. It's difficult because it's a teenage brain, and I could spend three programs detailing the ridiculous stuff I did as a young, right? We all have that in our past, but like, there's not room
perfect.
For that anymore, though. Isn't it tantamount to making a bomb joke at airport security, which probably there was a time where people thought that was funny, and now we've since realized, like, that is not a spot to do that. You better check yourself.
Right. Yeah. But I think we've gone so overboard. I don't know how to say that. I think 9/11 ruined us.
Well, not just 9/11. Look at how many schools have shootings. I mean, that's why they react the way they do, right? That's why we go, quote unquote, overboard on a punishment or a reaction.
So how many school shootings have there been?
It's this week, this year? What are you asking?
How many actual school shootings have there been?
I have no idea.
And so that's what happens. So people have this perception that it's happening a lot. But what you have today is social media. And when social media, you know, when we were in school, like it's no longer what's hotter than hot, right? It used to be a hot medium and a cool medium, took time for you to get the news. Rates haven't gone up. We hear about it like this. So now there's this perception, oh my gosh, everybody's dying, just like they had with black males being killed by the police. There were literally less. But the fact that you hear about it instantly, it seems like the rate is higher, and it's really not. So somebody needs to dive into that and really take a look at the fact that school shootings have been happening since the 1950s. We're now hearing about it every day because now when it happens in Nashville, did anybody even care about Nashville? Now we care about Nashville because it's on the news 5 minutes later because it's on social media.
I don't know. To suggest that what's happened over the last 20 years is the same as what may have happened a few times in the 60s or in 1958, I don't know if that's fair.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you know about it faster, so it seems like it's more. Homicides in Milwaukee are down. But if you look in the news, it's shooting, 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 shooting. Oh, my God, crime is terrible. But when you look at the actual numbers, it's not true. But because the frequency is so high and so fast, you get a shooting and 47 minutes later, I got a whole story. We used to have to wait till the next day.
Right, to read about it.
To read about it. Now we have it like this. And now it seems like, oh, there's a lot when there's actually less. We were at 100 homicides. Last year, we were at 120. But people
in the city of Milwaukee.
In the city of Milwaukee. And they don't know that because what? Because they hear about it so much, they just think people are just dying all over the streets. And they're not.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.